This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Yes, more Rahimi and Harris. Layla has the day off. Mark Brody hanging out with me, Marshall Harris, as we get you through till about 2 o'clock. We got a little transition, Spiegel at Holmes, be a big party in here. But the real party starts tomorrow, Hallis Hall. People are out on the field doing things, but maybe not the things that you think that they're doing. Right, Mark? Because it's rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
This is an annual thing. Every year you have the draft and then you have a rookie minicamp, and this is where rookies get their first acclimation into NFL life.
That's right. I mean, it's if I had to sum it up, it's a welcome to Hallis Hall, welcome to the Chicago Bears. Here's the way we do things. Here's the way we look when we're on the field. Here's the way we comport ourselves in the locker room. You're going to have, of course, you're going to have your draft picks out there. Colson Loveland not going to be out there because of his injury. But yeah, Burden, Ozzie Trapillo, Shamar Turner, Ruben Hippolyte, Zay Frazier, Luke Newman, Kyle Manunga. And you're like, wait a minute, who else is going to be out there? Well, you're going to have some undrafted free agents out there. There will be some veteran players out there too, like tryout guys. So it's going to be an interesting, I don't have the roster in front of me yet, but it'll be a long list of players out there. What's interesting every year too is who's the quarterback? Who's going to be?
Who are the hired guns?
Who are the hired
the
guns?
The mercenaries, if you will.
Exactly, that are going to be playing the quarterback position. And I'll tell you a rundown of the way things will go. Like tomorrow, there will be a practice at 10:15 where the rookies will get on the field. Now, just from the media perspective, we only get a glimpse. I don't think that we'll get to watch everything that goes down there. And then they will have Ben Johnson will speak. Colson Loveland's actually going to be speaking tomorrow as well, even though he won't be participating. Luther Burden's going to speak. Trapillo's going to speak. And Shamar Turner will speak on Saturday. Then we'll hear from Dennis Allen. We'll hear from Declan Doyle, Ruben Hippolyte, Zay Frazier. And then on Sunday after the practice, we will hear from, hello, Luke Newman, and Kyle Manunga. So we'll get a little taste of all of these guys. They will work out and practice each and every day. Like I said, we probably won't get to see much of consequence, but we'll get to ask the questions about that. Questions like, what's Ozzie Trapillo doing? Is he indeed working at left tackle when you go through these structured practices and maybe a little bit of scrimmaging as well? So it's very, very, very basic, very get to know you, but we start to get some answers about some of these rookies on what they may be doing going forward.
Now, what I do find fascinating about this is that we've heard from all these rookies once already when they were initially drafted.
Correct.
By the Bears.
Yes.
Some had very entertaining introductions. Others left you maybe with more questions about how they felt about the whole thing. So is there anyone that you are interested in hearing from specifically, even though you just heard from these guys, less than 2 weeks ago?
Definitely Luther Burden.
saw it. That's where I was going with it. I wanted to see if you felt the same way I did.
100%.
Let's go back to Luther Burden III. What was it about his introductory press conference that stuck with you and has you asking more questions?
We got to talk to him twice because right when the player gets drafted, the Bears let us do a Zoom with the player. So immediately we talked to him. He was like in no man's land. Like he hadn't talked to the Bears. He didn't know what was good that about the Bears were going to draft him. They knew who he was. They knew the Bears were. He wanted to be drafted in the first round. I think that he was pissed off that he wasn't drafted in the first round. It was like, oh my God, like nothing that we're asking him is resonating right now. He sounds angry. The second time we spoke to him, when he was at the podium, all dressed up and looking good, a little bit more.
He was bought in?
Still not fully. And look, we don't know these guys. And I always like try to make the point. We as the media, we are not, and I've learned this more as my career has gone, we are not entitled to every single player telling us every single thing that we want and having these vibrant personalities. We are not entitled to that. But I felt like I didn't have a feel for how he feels about being with the Chicago Bears or being in the position that he is right now. I want to see, once now that there's going to be action on the field, that we could talk to him about that. Will he be a little bit more forthright? Will there be a little bit more enthusiasm on his part? That is something that I'm interested in.
What day is he speaking in?
He will be speaking tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, so probably, right out the chute.
Yeah, so they practice at 10:15. It'll probably go for an hour plus, or maybe 2 hours. I don't even know. But probably a little bit after noon or so, it'll be Ben Johnson, Colston Loveland, Luther Burden III, Ozzie Trapillo, and Shamar Turner. All available.
But just to be clear, we're not really going to get a great sense from this rookie minicamp and how these guys fit in, what the plan is.
Probably not.
It's just more, like you said, basic acclimation. Orientation, if you will.
Yeah.
Bears orientation.
Right, but we'll get to ask, hey, what was Trapillo doing out there? Maybe we'll see it. Maybe when we get a glimpse of the rookie minicamp, we'll get to see what's happening out there. So we'll start to get to see that. Where's Luther Burden playing? Is he in the slot? Are they putting him on the outside? Are they using him in the backfield? And they're probably not going to get even that advanced at this point. Yeah, I mean, like, where does Zay Frazier fit into this? The 6'3" cornerback who is big and strong, is he going to be? You can ask questions about these guys, even if we don't actually see it on the practice field.
Okay, so I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about actual football, which we're ways away from. We're quite a ways away from actual football.
Right, which is very sad.
But that means there's plenty of off-season chatter. And you know what? People are not afraid to talk. I love that Jalen Johnson went on speak on FS1 with Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce and Joy Taylor.
Really fun.
And it was a fun conversation. I advise all of you to check that out on YouTube or wherever if you haven't heard that yet. But one of the things that was interesting is Jalen Johnson, very specific with his own expectations for himself, saying he had just written down all his goals, which included 10 turnovers, 7 of which will be interceptions, 3 touchdowns. Doesn't have to all be pick sixes. He could have a fumble return. Less than 50 yards per game.
Right, right.
No touchdowns allowed.
No tutties.
And the list goes on and on. But he was also asked about expectations for his quarterback, Caleb Williams, who will be entering his second year in the NFL.
I think, honestly, just to sum it up, I think fair expectations for him to play winning football. And I feel like for him to play winning football, of course, it goes into the unit, the team, the coaching, the position, the scheme, things like that goes into him playing winning football. I don't think it has to be him going for 4,000 yards or 4,500 yards and then we don't go to the playoffs. I think it's more so just making the right plays. If it's a check down, if it's completing the deep ball, whatever it may be, I think just him playing winning football, and then that comes with the defense too. I mean, me being a leader, being that dog on the defensive side, we got to give him the ball back, get him as many opportunities for him to play winning football. I feel like it's hard when we getting offenses going down on us, scoring on us, and they have to play aggressive football and the run game not there because they got a pass. We giving up too many points and too many yards and things like that. So, I mean, just as a complete unit, top to bottom, I think the GM and the front office, I think they did their job of bringing in the right guys. But now I feel like it's time for Ben to lead us, and then all the leaders set that tone in the locker room and then on the field to be able to set everybody up, especially him, to be able to play winning football.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
So he took that answer and made it about more than just Caleb Williams, which is fine. That's almost expected. Put it back some of the onus on the defense. But also it was interesting to hear him talking about the way that they wanted to succeed and the dogs and all of them. Dog was very common. Yeah, common word that we heard in that segment. The dog in himself. His head coach is a dog. And that said probably more about the former coach than anyone else, the way you described Matt Eberflus as being a dog.
Which Jalen has never hid.
But for Caleb, I think, you know, it is more than just Caleb trying to do it by himself. It's going to be a team effort. But what I found most interesting about that answer wasn't even about Caleb. It was about the fact that he said he believes that they've gotten the right players around them to now go do things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe last year they didn't believe they had good enough players. I don't want to hear those excuses this season.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that that's a good takeaway from it. And that's big coming from Jalen Johnson. What I heard was a little bit different.
Talk to me.
What I heard, Marshall, was a very measured, very rational response from Jalen Johnson about Caleb Williams. And I hated it. I hated what I heard from him. He used words like check down. He used words and phrases like, you don't have to go out there and get 4,000 yards. We just want you to play winning football out there. Oh my God. Jalen Johnson just turned him into a quarterback manager. No. I want the 4,000 yards. I don't need all the check downs. Every once in a while, you got to check down. I want the full Caleb Williams experience. That's a guy right there, Jalen Johnson, who has shortened his expectations for the quarter. He is talking about Andy Dalton right there. I don't want Caleb Williams to be Andy Dalton, like Bengals Andy Dalton. I don't want that. I want the full experience. That's what I got out of that.
Okay.
It upset me.
A couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
The 4,000 yards thing I'm with you with. Do you know how many yards per game you have to average to end up with 4,000 yards?
Probably not as many as you would think, right? 230, 240, something like that.
236.
How about that?
If you average 236 passing yards a game,
so yes,
you get 4,000 yards.
So give me 4,000 yards, Jalen Johnson.
That's the least you can do, right?
Yeah, yes.
As far as the check downs and the other things, Mark, I'm going to need you to pump your own brakes, okay? I'm not in the car with you, student driver style. I can't pump the brake for you. I need you to pump your own brakes. He's absolutely right. Caleb Williams should be allowed to be spectacular out of necessity, not just because he can. He needs to be able to make the fundamental play and the check down for 10 yards rather than throwing it 30 yards down the field trying to make the big play. First, you got to be able to make the fundamental plays. Then you can let him be special. And those two things can coexist, by the way. But I like the idea of a quarterback that knows that the smart play on this third and three is this check down, which will keep us on the field because it gets us a first down. I'm completely fine with that. Keep the chains moving. Move the sticks. I know it's not sexy, but moving the sticks keeps you on the field.
You want him to be Jared Goff. Okay, that's cool. I mean, I guess it worked out real nice with Jared Goff, no doubt.
If he's Jared Goff from last year and the year before, and only gets sacked 32 times or less?
I'd like that.
I think you would take that.
Yeah, but I don't think Ben Johnson would take that. Ben Johnson, every chance he's had to talk about Caleb, he's like, oh, man, I can't, he's just rubbing his hands together. I can't wait to get my hands on this guy. Why? Because he could do more with him than Jared Goff.
Mark.
You got two fingers up right now.
It's year two.
Do you know that just about every quarter, all of his predecessors have gone down in year two? That Mitch Trubisky was bad in his second year.
Mitch Trubisky have Ben Johnson as his offensive coordinator and play caller?
No, he did not. But I mean, that's assuming that Ben Johnson's going to be great as a head coach with the Chicago Bears. See, now you're assuming stuff.
I'm not assuming he's going to be great as a head coach. I'm assuming he's going. No. I'm presuming he's going to be great as a play caller. You know why?
Why?
Because he's not been anything but great as a play caller. His overall body of work as a play caller, you would check off and sign off on. And that's
having
the reason.
Having a quarterback helps.
And that's, yes, having a good quarterback does help. That's the reason why the Bears are paying him an insane amount of money. I mean, it's not insane. A relatively healthy fee for his services. Is that, am I overstating things when I say that? Ben Johnson, great play caller. That's the reason they brought him here, is because he's a great play caller?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't need a bunch of checkdowns for
checkdowns
are
part of the game.
I understand that.
I see Hall of Fame quarterbacks make checkdowns.
But the idea that Jalen Johnson is saying, I don't need 4,000 yards. I don't need that stuff. Like, you could check down. I still want the full experience of Caleb Williams, and I don't want to have to think about not getting. I'm really just taking exception to what Jalen Johnson said.
What if the Bears just average 125 yards rushing per game? Would you be okay with that?
That would be really nice.
You wouldn't care as much about the 4,000, would you?
Look, ultimately, I want to see the team win, but I know that sustained success is going to be because the quarterback is really, really good. The quarterback is great. The quarterback is elite, not because he's Jared Goff or Sam Darnold.
We're not done talking about Bears because there is a hype machine that is growing, building, boiling, bubbling over, percolating.
Uh-huh.
And I promise y'all, Mark Grody does not want aboard that train.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.